This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. Top U.S. officials are hopeful that a raid against one of the world's most resilient terror groups blunts its efforts to strike at the United States and Western allies. U.S. President Joe Biden announced the death of reclusive Islamic State leader Amir Mohammed Saeed Abdul Rahman al-Maleh early Thursday, hours after U.S. Special Forces left his hideout and his body in northwest Syria. Officials say al-Maleh detonated a blast, killing himself, several others, including his wife and children. U.S. officials are also hoping the way in which al-Maleh died will further demoralize the terror group and its force of 8,000 to 16,000 fighters spread across Syria and Iraq. Sudanese security forces fired tear gas Thursday to disperse thousands of demonstrators demanding justice for 79 people killed following last year's military coup. According to a correspondent for AFP, the protests were underway in the capital district as other demonstrations set barricades in the center of the capital or headed to the home of a protester killed on Sunday. President Biden launched a new push Thursday to combat gun crime, calling for ramped up prosecution of violent offenders and initiating new efforts to track the flow of illegal guns and pursue illegal gun sales. Biden visited New York City and conferred with the city's new mayor, Eric Adams, a former police captain who in his first month in office has had to grapple with the killings of two police officers and the shooting of another. The president committed $350 million to cities throughout the country to confront a wave of crime that has risen during the two-year coronavirus pandemic. For more news, voanews.com, via remote, this is